I don't get out to Dearborn much anymore, but just like I was talking to the other gentleman, I don't get up north anymore where he lives. But, yeah, it's going to be sad to see Glass House come down. There's, you know, so many great buildings are coming down. It's like even with the Renton. Before that, I remember Ford was in the Renton and part of it at one time before GM got in there. But, I didn't even know the new hub was being built until after it was completed. They were launching, and I go, when does this go up? You know, but, I'm a little bit out of the loop when it comes to actual getting to, you know, like the GM Tech Center or the place out there in Auburn Hills for Chrysler, which is now, what, Stellantis or something. So I'm a little bit out of the loop on some of that, but... No, me with the officiating thing, I just started, like I said before, I got divorced at the end of 89. I needed something to do. And as much as I like racing, I was too old, too tall, too fat, and just to try to cram into a race car. So I signed up with the SCCA to do all the officiating training that I needed to do. Started with IndyCar in 92. It was the kart series back then, and then just worked my way up the ladder. That's all I did, and now I can pretty much pick and choose what I want to do. I was going to retire this past season, but I was asked to come back one more year because there's a race going on at Road America, which is an iconic track, and to run a six-hour endurance race on that track will be a feat to go out on for sure.